You're listening to the Ski Breakfast Show with me, Conor Lennon. It's a lovely sunny day. Pretty much all of the slopes, all of the lifts are open across the Four Valleys resorts. All the connecting slopes are open so you can get from one end to the other. And one of the most famous slopes is probably the Piste de l'Ours in Vesna. And here to tell us a bit more about that is the director of the tourist office in Vesna, Nadine Rushdie. Morning, Nadine.
Good morning, Conor.
So tell me a bit more about the Piste de l'Ours.
Yes, the Piste de l'Ours is very famous in the world because on this ski run was organized 30 Ski World Cups competition. It was mostly in the 90s, and more recently, 3 Snowboard World Cup competition. That was in 2007, and this year, by the way, we will organize also a Snowboard World Cup competition, parallel slalom and snowboard cross, from the 19th to the 22nd of January. Yep. Just to tell you, the ski run was built in 1969 in a record time of 2 nights. And it was made at the beginning to apply for the Winter Olympic Games in 1976. So the length is 2.5 kilometers and there is 700 meters of height difference.
It must be quite a difficult piece, is it?
It's a red run, but I would say a level a bit difficult of red. But everybody can do it, and if you are not beginner. And the start is, of course, when you take the cable car from Vesna and you go to Thion 2000. You will see then on the right the slope to Piste de l'Ours.
Yes, it is quite a long piece going right up from over 2,000 meters right down to the car park.
Exactly, yeah. And you'd see it very well from the Rhone Valley. It's really a slope that nobody can miss with the eyes when you're driving on the motorway.
And as you said, this is going to be a big event for Vesna, the Snowboard Cross World Cup from the 19th to the 22nd.
Exactly. It's a parallel slalom as well as the snowboard cross.
Snowboard cross, for those who don't know snowboard cross, some people might have heard of ski cross. How does snowboard cross work?
Well, it's also with a lot of jumps. Technically, I cannot give you a lot of details, but they are parallel and they are also it's a chronometer race, and they are jumping and they are doing some figures, and it's very, very impressive and very very nice to see this show. It's really like a show.
It is very entertaining to watch. There's also another piece you wanted to tell me about, La Piste de Mayenne. Why this beast?
Exactly. This is also a favorite slope here in Vesna because, this is a piste around 4 kilometers and 800 meters height difference. But the Mayens, they are really historic here. It's a wooden chalet where the farmers of the village used to move and live when their cow eats the grass from spring to autumn. And they were living in the village, and then in autumn and spring they were living in this little wooden chalet. So it's very simple, there is no electricity. And now for the moment it's more, because they're not anymore really farmer here in the village, but it's used as holiday chalet, if you want. And this slope is really going through all this little wooden chalet, all this Maya. And it's really part of the tradition of Vesna and the history. That's why it's really, really interesting to go through this slope.
I'm speaking to Nadine Rufti, who's the director of the Vesna Tourist Office. And I know that every day, Nadine, you organize events. You often talk about the history of the region. People can find out all of that from you just at the foot of the Vesna slope. So tell us a bit about what's happening, because I know you have events every single day.
Yes, mostly. And of course, this week is quite busy. We have, for example, today at 5:30, a Christmas gospel concert in the Church of Vesna. And tomorrow we will have a film projection in the Salle Beau Soleil. This will be with the movie Smurfs for the children. And then Hangover Part 2. This is at 5:30 for the children and then at 8:30. And then we have on Friday the Barluca race. It's a popular night race where you can go up with snowshoes or ski touring. So it's very sportive. And this is during the evening. And then the Montrouge restaurant on the top is open until 9:30. And on Saturday, of course, for the New Year, we will organize a torchlight descent for everybody from the top of the slope